I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 27th. A new documentary will be premiered this evening regarding the fight against the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. South Shore People Power will debut tonight at 7 at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Center. The Four River residents against the compressor station say the film is the winner of the Best Documentary from the NewsFest Film Festival. Opponents have been arguing against the compressor station since 2015, saying that it emits dangerous chemicals and poses a safety threat for the Four River Basin. The Enbridge Corporation says that their facility is safe and meets all state and federal regulatory guidelines. Quincy Community Action Programs will hold their annual meeting and awards ceremony tonight. The event takes place at 6 at the Terrell Room in Quincy. Extra Mile Community Awards will be presented to Manatt Community Health Center CEO Cynthia Sierra, Quincy Health Commissioner Marley Casley, and Jimmy Lang of the J.P. Fuji Restaurant Group. The Reverend Sheldon Bennett will receive the Rosemary Wahlberg Leadership Award. The Board of Directors Appreciation Award will be presented to James Murdoch. And the Lois Craig Employee Award goes to Head Start Program Director Heather Reichel and Chief Operating Officer Kristen Schlapp. There will also be 20-year Employee Service Awards and Service Recognition Awards presented during the ceremony. A dispute over online video gaming may have led to an armed home invasion in Braintree. Police responded about 7:40 Tuesday evening to a residence on Bickford Road, where they found two residents outside. One of the victims, who appeared to have minor facial injuries, said he was assaulted by three men who entered the home. He said he answered a knock on the door and was immediately assaulted. The victim and the other occupant said that one of the men was armed with a pistol in his waistband. Police said the suspects referred to the victim by name and spent a short time in the home before leaving in a small black sedan, possibly a BMW. A motive is being investigated, but officials say it may be related to online gaming and other online activity. The victim is expected to recover. Police believe it was a targeted attack. One person was killed after their car collided with a commuter rail train at an Abington Railroad crossing last evening. An initial investigation suggests the driver attempted to drive around another car stopped at the crossing as the warning system was deployed. The train then struck the car, killing the driver. The male driver has yet to be identified and was pronounced dead at the scene. None of the 12 passengers on the train sustained any injuries. There were no other passengers in the vehicle. The crossing warning system was functional and operational at the time of the crash, according to investigators. A Florida man is under arrest after falling asleep at the wheel of his car and hitting a Hingham teenager who was on vacation with his family. 19-year-old Mason Wright is charged with driving without a license and causing serious injury with a motor vehicle. The Nassau County Sheriff's Office says they responded to First Coast Highway and Fernandina Beach at about 2 o'clock on April 17th on a report of a bicyclist hit by a car. Officers found 13-year-old Michael Lane had sustained significant injuries. He was taken to a hospital. Injuries are not considered life-threatening, but are serious. Investigators say Wright fell asleep traveling north on Florida A1A and First Coast Highway near the Buccaneer Trail when he swerved left into oncoming traffic. He only awoke after hitting the victim, who was riding his bike in the crosswalk at the time of the crash. The top court in Massachusetts ruling yesterday that about 27,000 people with drunk driving convictions can appeal for new trials if their cases involved a specific kind of breathalyzer device. Supreme Court, in a ruling written by Justice Frank Gaziano, said that any test conducted between June 1st of 2011 and April 18th of 2019 using the AlcoTest 9510 device must be excluded in any pending or future prosecutions. Gaziano cites government misconduct involving the State Police Office of Alcohol Testing. The defendants, whether they pleaded guilty or were convicted after trial, are entitled to a presumption of egregious government misconduct, according to the judge, and they can now file motions to withdraw their guilty plea and ask for a new trial. Federal prosecutors say a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman charged with leaking highly classified military documents took a series of obstructive steps intended to prevent investigators from understanding the scope of what he allegedly did. Jack Texera of North Dighton is due in federal court in Worcester today for a detention hearing after he was charged with unauthorized disclosure of classified defense information. The 21-year-old member of the U.S. Air National Guard was stationed at Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod and served as an airman with the title of Cyber Defense Operations Journeyman. He's accused of sharing highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other top national security issues in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform that started as a hangout for gamers. In new court filings, prosecutors make their argument to a federal judge about why Texera, quote, must remain detained. Massachusetts House unanimously approving a $56.2 billion fiscal year 2024 budget yesterday, shipping the state Senate a spending plan that factors in hundreds of millions of dollars in tax relief, online lottery authorization, and a change to the tax cap law that triggered mandatory rebates last year. The House voted 156-0 on the bill last evening, capping 3 days of deliberations that appeared mostly lethargic in public view, while representatives decided behind closed doors on which of the over 1,500 budget amendments would survive. Following private meetings in a nearby lounge, top Democrats grafted almost all of the proposed changes together into 7 mega amendments, each of which secured approval after introductory remarks but no substantive debate. The plan splits an estimated $1 billion in anticipated revenue from the new millionaires tax, which Massachusetts voters approved last year, between education and transportation initiatives. House Speaker Ron Mariano said the push for universal school meals would make Massachusetts the 5th state to enact such a program. The FAA creating a new safety team after a string of close calls at Logan Airport. The FAA National Airspace System Safety Review Team will look at ways to make the nation's air traffic system safer and more reliable. It follows a March safety summit after several close calls at airports, including two at Logan, when a JetBlue flight was forced to abort its landing because of a private plane on the runway, and when two United Airlines planes clipped wings on the tarmac. The team will start work in May and have a final recommendation by October. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 228 points. The Nasdaq rose 55. The S&P fell 15. Asian stocks were lower. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, Bruins could not get it done. Lose to Florida 4-3 in overtime last night. Game 6, the playoff series, is in Florida tomorrow night at 7:30. And Celtics are also in Game 6 of their series with the Hawks tonight in Atlanta at 8:30. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 6-2, and Boston is back home tomorrow night at 7:10 against the Cleveland Guardians. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered showers today with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 63. Showers Saturday, high 55. Showers Sunday, high 54. For the boater, waves about a foot. Southerly wind, 5 to 10 knots. Next high tide, 6:06 p.m. Sunrise 5:45, set at 7:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 27th.